Today is an intergenerational service, and I know that oftentimes when we announce that we're having an intergenerational service, the thing that I hear, the comments that are here is, hey, today there's no sermon. Yay. That's not necessarily true. Might mean there is a shorter sermon, or that the sermon involves more of a ritual, and that's more of the truth today, is we will be using these hearts that you have, that the kids gave you, in a way of celebration of love and creating our own understanding of Valentine's. Because we're in a culture that does celebrate Valentine's Day, and about 55% of Americans celebrate Valentine's Day and spend an estimated $19.6 billion a year, including $1.8 billion just on candy alone. We're not asking for those kind of donations today at the chocolate auction, but we are trying to compete with that a little bit, so we're going to get close to that number. Americans send 145 million cards over this holiday, and it's second only to Christmas. And, of course, Richard Cadbury created the first heart-shaped box in 1861, and now there are around 36 million boxes sold each year, which is almost 60 million pounds of chocolate. So I think it's safe to say people celebrate this holiday. And usually I get mixed feelings when I mention Valentine's Day, and it's across the board. And the most prolific one is, when is it again? As if I forgot to get something. That is usually the look. Some people will go, oh, I love this day. It's great. We have this set up for the important person in my life. Or the look of, I hate this day. And you all know where you stand on that gamut of emotions. And I, as you can see, don't adhere to telling me what I'm supposed to wear on any given day. I thought, I should wear a red tie today. Nope, yellow it is. I'm not going to have someone in our culture tell me the day I'm supposed to show love. But, you know, we kind of owe this holiday, and a lot of people believe that Geoffrey Chaucer is responsible for it. I couldn't find anyone to read his poem today in Middle English, and I'm certainly not going to read all 699 lines of the Parliament of Fowls to you this morning in Middle English, because about line 10 you would all be going, getting an early start for the chocolate auction. But I will tell you a little bit about what it is. It is a story of a dream that he has, and eventually in the dream, as he goes through, it's very similar to Dante's Inferno, but it's a dream, it's a guided tour of various things, and one of the things that he does in his dream is he visits Venus's temple, and on the other side of Venus' temple, he goes into an open field where all of the birds are gathered. The eagles are usually the translation. All are gathered, and it is the day that they choose who they're going to be with as a mate. And it is a whole conversation of these birds gathering and deciding who it is they're going to be with that year. And Chaucer, in his great wisdom, said, they do this and they gather for this on St. Valentine's Day, February the 14th. And many believe that poem that came in the late 1300s is the reason why this holiday eventually took and became what it is today in our culture, at least, and certainly in the culture of England. The Parliament of Fowls. I will tell you that it doesn't go well. I had to study this as an English major, and we did have to read Old English and Middle English out loud in front of and be shamed by all of our peers for it. But ultimately, all of these eagles stand up and they give these long speeches about why they should be the one that is chosen by the other, and then eventually everyone leaves and no one is together. And I thought, well, that's kind of the way it works out. That's probably the most accurate experience of dealing with romance in our lives. And if nothing else, we can learn from that. Long speeches don't usually lead to romance. And so the dream ends, and Chaucer says, as the dream comes to a close, we welcome in the spring, and all is beautiful with the flowers blooming. You know, as UUs, love is very important to us. It is a guiding principle from our very beginning. It is the reason why we would put a sign out that says Black Lives Matter, because we choose love. We choose to side with love in all of those situations in our culture that demand justice, that demand equality, that demand us stand up against oppression and any kind of harmful abuse of people in any way. We side with love. In our very beginnings, love was the antithesis to fear. Most people believed that fear was the only way to create morality in our culture. You had to either fear a deity or you had to fear the punishment from that deity, and that would be the only way we could get people to do what is right. And UUs believed firmly that love was a guiding principle, and if we focused on love instead of fear, that love would produce morality. So here in our congregation, we celebrate love in all kinds of forms and all kinds of relationships. We celebrate it. We affirm it. We enjoy being a place that is safe for all expressions of love to be experienced. It is so important to us. So for me, thinking about all of the mixed opinions about Valentine's Day, I don't think that should cause us to avoid a holiday where the culture is celebrating love when it is one of our foundations as our congregation. And so we do what we do. We take it and we make it our own, and we celebrate it the way we want to celebrate it. Diane Rollert, who is the UUA ambassador to the European Association of Unitarian Universalists, when she was in Montreal, she developed a phrase with the children while she was serving that church. And it's very simple, but it's profound at the same time. The kids would often recite as they came down for the moment for all ages, or as they wrapped up that time together, "We are Unitarian Universalists, with minds that think, with hearts that love, and with hands that serve." And I think, how beautiful is that? Try that with me. We are Unitarian Universalists, with minds that think, with hearts that love, and hands that serve. How beautiful an explanation of who we are. Certainly our brains are invited into this place, a place where you can think freely and choose truth for your own path that you are on. We are a place that celebrates love and stands or sides with love in every situation. But you know what? Love has to become an action for that to be something that is experienced by another person. Love is something you demonstrate, and those hands are often ready to serve. So that is how we are going to celebrate love today. It may be that you celebrate romantic love, friend love. It may be that you celebrate love in lots of different forms today, but we're going to give you an opportunity to celebrate love with acts of service in ways that you have shown love to other people. So the card that you have, or the little note that you have, the little heart-shaped, if you will, prepare to write something. Scott and I are going to read and give you some options of things that you can write on that card. And as soon as we finish and you write down the thing that you want to write down, and just wait just a minute so that before we read it, I'm going to invite you to come and place your heart inside the larger heart up here, and we're literally going to make a UUCC Valentine out of the way that we serve each other. Can you hear me? All right. As Unitarian Universalists, we side with love in many ways. We live out our UU values through acts of caring and service, both large and small.
In our families, in our friendships, in this congregation, in our schools and workplaces and neighborhoods across the country and all over the world, our acts of caring and service make the spirit of love intangible.
we're going to carry on. The kids today gave you sticky notes that are in the shape of hearts. We can also supply one for you right now if you don't have one. Does anyone not have one that need one? All right. You can borrow a pencil to share from someone close to you with others in your row.
On your sticky note, write down one act of caring and service that you have done in the last year, or maybe even the last week. If it is easier for you, draw a picture of how you care and serve. We'll name some ways to make love tangible in case you need ideas. And for those of you who participated in canstruction, it might just be drawing a can.
All right. If you've done something helpful for a friend in need, that is an act of caring and service. When we send a thoughtful card or give someone a ride, bring food to a neighbor in their time of grief, hold someone in prayer or meditation, take notes for a classmate who is sick, model and remind each other about our covenantal behavior, we are creating a Valentine of caring. You can write that down if you want to.
If you have been kind to animals, that is an act of caring and service. When we offer birdseed in the winter, care for our gardens without pesticides in the summer, walk our dogs, play with our cats, volunteer at the animal shelter, clean up after our pets, plant flowers for bees and butterflies, we are creating a Valentine of caring.
If you have offered public witness for a more just, equitable, and fair world, that is an act of caring and service. When we help people register to vote, write to our legislators, speak up for equality, learn about racial justice, sponsor and protect refugees, build coalitions for change, we are creating a Valentine of caring.
If you have volunteered to make someone's life or this world a better place, that is an act of caring and service. When we increase access to food and clean water, work in a community garden, help out in a soup kitchen, visit friends in prison, collect blankets, knit hats, plant trees, help a neighbor learn a new language, volunteer for the church, we are creating a Valentine of caring.
Did you sneak that one in? Or just said it louder as if it were bolded. We have so many ways of showing love, so take an opportunity right now and write yours down on the sticky note. And as the music begins, please come forward and place your sticky note on our Valentine at the front. You may have to give your note to a neighbor to carry it for you.
May we create a Valentine of caring today and every day. Please come forward as you are moved, or hand your note to someone who can bring it forward on your behalf.